Title: Finding Our Way Out of the Pandemic Haze. What telehealth tools are Medicare providers allowed to keep, and which must they leave behind? Content: During the COVID-19 pandemic, Medicare coverage expanded to include a vast arsenal of tools that help patients access medical services while keeping patients and practitioners safe. Many of these tools involve telehealth services and were made possible by the COVID-19 emergency blanket waivers, which went into effect when the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, declared a public health emergency, the PHE. Some of these tools permitted providers to furnish distant site telehealth services, expanded the use of audio-only telehealth to behavioral health counseling services, and facilitated the conducting of telehealth appointments by practitioners from their homes while billing from their currently enrolled locations. As a result of these efforts, the use of telehealth and telemedicine exploded in 2020, according to an HHS study. This growth was no surprise given the unparalleled advantages of conducting a variety of medical appointments from remote locations in a time where limiting 1-inch exposure to the COVID-19 virus was paramount. Despite the current trend towards relaxing previously stringent regulations on exposure and contact, many providers and patients prefer telehealth services as the primary method of treatment. This post provides an overview of recent developments in the adoption of telehealth tools by providers, the status of Medicare coverage for telemedicine services, the regulatory vision for the ascent out of the PHE, and fraud, waste, and abuse considerations as we begin to make our way out of the pandemic haze. When does the PHE current expire? The blanket waivers that expand Medicare coverage of certain telehealth technology are in effect so long as the Secretary of HHS has declared a COVID-19 public health emergency. The first PHE was declared in 2020 and has been renewed every 90 days since then. The latest HHS extension for the PHE is effective through January 11, 2023. The PHE status is very likely to continue to be extended beyond next January given a possible surge in COVID-19 infections in the United States this winter, according to two Biden administration officials. Moreover, in a letter to the state governors, HHS has indicated that they will provide at least a 60-day notice before the current PHE ends, i.e., on or before November 11, 2022, in the event that it does not intend to issue an extension. To date, the agency has not provided that notice. Updates on the status of HHS declarations of public health emergencies are available via the federal government's PHE tracker. Adoption of telehealth tools by providers looking towards the future. Many providers anticipate keeping some COVID-era telehealth tools in their arsenal after the PHE has ended. According to a recent study by the American Medical Association, televisit tools ranked highest in provider enthusiasm, provider adoption, and improved patient outcomes in comparison to other digital health tools. The vast majority of physicians who have not yet incorporated these tools are seeking to utilize them in the next 3 years. The regulatory vision for the ascent out of the PHE CMS has outlined their strategy for assessing which blanket waivers should stay in effect after the last PHE extension expires. The strategy consists of three concurrent phases. Phase 1, evaluating blanket waivers based on the current stage of the PHE as compared to when the waivers were first issued. Phase 2, keeping tools in place which would be the most helpful in future PHEs, to ensure a rapid response both locally and nationally. Phase 3, continuing coverage of flexibilities that are aimed at producing high-quality care and health equity. CMS is working with the healthcare industry to holistically prepare our healthcare system for future PHEs. Medicare coverage in advance of expiration of the PHE effective as of January 1, 2022. CMS finalized a rule as part of the FY22 Medicare physician fee schedule that expanded Medicare coverage of telehealth for behavioral health services to facilitate greater access and equitable services for those who may not have access to mental health services providers. Most recently, on November 1, 2022, CMS issued the Medicare Physician Fee Schedule, MPFS, 2023 Final Rule, the 2023 Final Rule, which includes policy revisions and guidance regarding Medicare.